The Tao of Self-Confidence, Episode 504.
Welcome to the Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits. Well, hello, friend. Welcome to the Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap Chan, and today I have a phenomenal lady on the show today. She is the founder of IC Movement Project, and she'll elaborate more on what that is. And so without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Ivy Chow. Ivy, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to our listeners.
Hi, Sheena. Thank you so much for having me today. Well, my name is Ivy Chow, and I started this contemporary ballet company called IC Movement Project. I did this so that I could be a female in the ballet field choreographing and also working on my own ballet company. There are not many female directors in the ballet field right now, too, let alone running their own company. And so it's been a long journey to get here. I didn't know I was going to do this. Like, if you asked me a decade ago that this is where I'd be, but I'm very happy that I've gotten here. I guess I'll start from the beginning. I was a professional ballet dancer, and in a field that's primarily dominated by Caucasians. And I really didn't know how I actually fit in this field. And I went into dance education, and I've been teaching for 12 years now, and now I'm currently running my own dance studio too, called City Dance Pop. That's in Washington, D.C. And while doing this, I really wanted to learn more, so I went back and got my master's in dance at the George Washington University. And while doing my studies, I was really interested in trying to find Asian choreographers initially. And in my research, I actually couldn't find any books really written about Asian choreographers. And from there, as I was looking for choreographers, I actually found that there was an overwhelming number of male choreographers versus females. Like, there'd be all these books about George Balanchine, William Forsythe, Marius Petipa, and then there would be like one book about Twyla Tharp. And it was kind of strange to me. And so then I kind of went further into it, and I looked into like who's choreographing today in this day and age. And in our ballet companies, in the United States ballet companies, I was doing this research in 2015, I saw that in our top 10 billing American ballet companies, there was 111 male choreographers that year compared to 13 female choreographers in all the 10 companies. And I just thought that was crazy. And then I went further to see like who's running these companies, and only one out of those 10 companies have a female who's still running the company, and that's Lourdes Lopez of Miami City Ballet. Otherwise, you have New York City Ballet, American Ballet Theater, San Francisco Ballet, all these huge companies that are run by males. And I thought that was so strange, since the field of ballet predominantly, as far as like the dancers go, are mostly made up of women, especially because of these classical ballets that are performed, and they need all these females to fill their corps de ballets. And so I just thought that was very, very interesting, and decided to just kind of dive deeper into that research. And I interviewed principal ballerinas from various large companies like Pennsylvania Ballet, New York City Ballet, and what that means is that they are the best dancers in that company. They're internationally recognized, and you know, they're essentially, they're the experts of the field. And when I was interviewing these female principal dancers, asking them if they would consider being an artistic director of a company or choreographing for a company upon retirement, almost all of them said that they didn't think they would do that because they didn't know how. While some of the males that I interviewed were either already doing artistic leadership roles in like a smaller way, or said, you know, they would try it, even though they also did not know how. And so I realized that self-doubt was actually a huge part of why this is happening. And so this kind of connects with my whole running a dance school, and that I'm trying to change the way ballet is taught and empower more young dancers, not just females, because now males are dancing at a younger age too. But I realize that the way ballet's taught is very authoritarian, and the best in the business, essentially, you know, you're the best soldier. So you can listen the best and you follow the best, but it doesn't mean you're very creative and you know how to be a leader.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. I think that's great that you've created a company to empower, you know, dancers to be themselves and to go out there and do their thing. And sometimes, you know, we have to be that change if we want to see change in our industries. So thanks for sharing that. And Ivy, what's your cultural background?
I am Taiwanese American. I was born and raised in the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area, but both my parents are from Taipei, Taiwan. And I think it's been great living in the D.C. area because it's such a melting pot of an area. When I was living at Pittsburgh or Indiana, I mean, I realized how fortunate I was to live and grow up in Washington, D.C., and how being around all the cultures has really blessed me and how I see them and view the world.
Thanks for sharing that. And what'd be your favorite self-confidence quote?
Well, something that I've always lived by is something that Eleanor Roosevelt's always said. She says, "The future belongs to those who believe in the beauty of their dreams." And I couldn't agree more with that. I think as long as you know, if you believe in yourself and you know where you want to get to, really, there's no holding you back, you know, because I really do honestly believe that my worst enemy is myself sometimes. So every time I'm feeling down, that's the first thing I think of. And I'm like, okay, if Eleanor's telling me this, I'm going to do it.
Thanks for sharing that. And that's a great quote. And in your own words, how do you define self-confidence?
Self-confidence to me is believing in your own abilities, the power and gifts that you were innately born with. Everyone, I'm firmly believed, has treasures that you are meant to share. And knowing your own self-worth and loving oneself is everything in order to build on that. You have to have a strong self-foundation within yourself. And from there, I mean, it's boundless. You can go anywhere.
Thanks for sharing that great definition. And Ivy, what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
You know, I would say it was very average. I've always been self-confident in the fact that, you know, I decided to go into the performing arts. So you kind of have to have a little bit of confidence to pursue that career. And I always loved teaching. So I think I was very fortunate that I had parents who were very supportive in me my entire life and allowed me to have a voice. But I never would have thought that I would have had this confidence to be a director one day or even a choreographer. So during my studies at the University of at George Washington University for my master's, it was never my intention to start IC Movement Project. I had actually thought, you know, maybe I'll give myself another 5 to 10 years while I just kind of create work here and there. But I need more experience under my belt before I can create my own company, which then I realized I sounded exactly like those women that I had interviewed who had self-doubt themselves. So I just had to push myself through that. Since then, I mean, it's been amazing. I created a ballet actually called Through the Glass Ceiling. And we actually had a show just last night and we put it on for the third time. And it was amazing just seeing I have 11 dancers and their beauty on stage and what they're sharing with the world and this message. And I could not have done that if I did not believe in myself.
Thanks for sharing that. And, you know, it's so true. As women, we like to figure out everything before we start anything, not realizing, like, you know, you being owning your own company was like, you can just start it and just figure it out along the way. And what was that aha moment that gave you that realization that you can, you know, take that step to be a choreographer or own your own dance studio? What was that aha moment?
That aha moment really was just while I was in school and realizing that I was a product of the system and that in order to be the change, in order to find change, you have to be the change. Actually one of my friends, one of my cohorts, while we were discussing this topic and I had shared, oh, you know, I think in a few years' times, maybe I'll start a company and, you know, once I figure out what I'm doing and, you know, I have financing and so on and so forth. They were like, well, you know, you're You just said exactly what you said you don't want people to do. And I think sometimes you need a friend to just call you out and say, hey, you can do this too. And then that kind of gave me a little extra boost too. And I just from there have continued to push and figure it out as I go, which is actually very scary, but well worth it.
Thanks for sharing that. And it's great to have friends like that who really need who tell you what you need to hear versus what you want to hear. I remember when I first started my podcast, I mean, I was so scared to start it. And it took somebody to tell me, like, just start. Who cares? Like, if it tanks, it tanks. Like, just do another one if it tanks. And I was like, okay. And I'm glad it didn't tank. So, yeah, sometimes it just takes one person to tell you, hey, stop it. You know, slap you around silly and just tell you the truth. Like, you can do this. Just go ahead and take that first step. And, you know, because of that realization, what's your life been like now?
Well, since then, I've created my company, the IC Movement Project, and I created an original story ballet called Through the Glass Ceiling, which is a ballet about gender inequality and how men and women need to come together in order to achieve this equality, which I know is possible. And I did all this to face my own self-doubt and to champion a way through the dance ecosystem for other female ballet dancers to join the ranks of female choreographers and directors. And, you know, I really did this to prove to myself that I'm capable of doing it. And, you know, once you prove that to yourself, it also boosts your own self-confidence of like, okay, I can do this. Everything is going well. And it's really been amazing. And now I'm looking into collaborating and working on new projects, and I'm currently talking to actually two females, a Taiwanese-born pianist and a Taiwanese-born composer, one from New York, one actually here right now in DC, and we're trying to figure out how we can work together into creating whatever next. But I love collaboration. My current ballet, Through the Glass Ceiling, I collaborated with a male composer, George Shaw, out in California. And I just love supporting other artists along the way too, because we're really all in it together. And so the more we can all just work together, and that's in all aspects of this world, you know, I think the better we can all be. Actually, then I'm also about to get published with my research in the Journal of Dance Education. So I wrote a short little paper about this self-doubt and how we need to change things pedagogically in ballet. And I'm pretty excited that that will be getting published sometime this year.
Thanks for sharing that. And Ivy, you know, to the woman who's listening to your episode, she may be in her own journey of self-confidence. What'd be that one tip you would give to her?
Take a step back and allow yourself to recognize your gifts. Use what's innate in your abilities and nurture them to get to where you see yourself. Set up multiple goals, and it doesn't make you less focused, but it allows you to see all the different opportunities that may arise.
Thanks for sharing those tips. And if our listeners wanted to get to know a little bit more about you and what you do, or check out, you know, your dance company, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
Absolutely. We've got icmovementproject.com, and then we're on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook.
Thanks for sharing that. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Ivy, you can also head on over to the taoofselfconfidence.com and search for Ivy's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else that we talked about. And I just really want to thank Ivy today for taking the time to share her story and tips with us on self-confidence. So thank you so much, Ivy.
You're welcome. It's been my pleasure.
Not a problem. It was really great having you on. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of Another Amazing Woman's Journey to Self-Confidence, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now. Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Please subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts or Spotify to get your daily boost of confidence.